This recording, Peru 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at the old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge and checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Lima, Peru, in 1980. I lived most of my life down there. When I turned 17, I came here to the United States to go to school. And I've been almost 4 years here in Kansas. I'm studying geology. And my future plans would be to go somewhere else, travel a little bit more, go back home. And that's all I have planned so far. Okay, well, things are very relaxed down there. People not running around so much as in here. You know, not too busy. Nice weather most of the year. Got the beach where you can always go there, you know, and have fun. Good food. Nice people. Playing with my dog, I remember that because there's a picture of me actually playing with a dog. And it seems to me as a memory. But actually that memory comes from that picture that I've seen. Yeah, but playing with my dog, I was about 4 years old, maybe younger. My school was a school of, all my teachers were from Britain, all of them, I remember. And so it was a private school, and I've been learning since I was 5 years old.